Hey, buddy. Doing all right? You don't seem to be enjoying the party they're having there. It looks pretty fun. They've got a nice setup in there with lots of food and lots of decorations. Candy, too. Most Halloween parties I've seen are just drinking and debauchery. It's like they don't take the season seriously. I really like your costume, by the way. Are you supposed to be an elf warrior of some sort? I figured. Yeah, I love elves. They're awesome. What am I supposed to be? How do I put this? I'm not exactly wearing a costume. I'm actually a wandering ghost. Oh, we're real. You think people who are alive can glow this nicely? This is beyond the expertise of those special effects makeup artists. Besides, look at how translucent I am. Come on, put your hand through me. I'm cool with it. Hey, away from the chest area? Please be tasteful, for goodness sake. Ghost titty is pretty much nothing, but we do appreciate a bit of decency since we were human once. Told ya, I'm actually a ghost. But you better not call the Ghostbusters on me. No, I'm not a projection, nor am I a figment of your imagination. I can assure you, other people have seen me. Though, you're the only one who can see me right now because everyone else seems to be occupied. Or maybe the real reason is that you do believe in ghosts. Ghosts only appear to those who truly believe, or those who need to be haunted by the spirit for whatever reason. However, I can tell from your aura that you're not really someone who needs a good kick in the pants by supernatural forces, oh no. You've wanted to see a ghost for a while now. And what better time than on Halloween itself? So, what do you want to know? I've got a backstory if you're interested. I've also got some haunting stories if you want to know how I scare my targets. Yeah, you heard that right. Targets. As a wandering ghost, I see a lot of shit go down in a lot of places. So I take it upon myself to give certain people the bad karma coming to them either through ghastly chants, moving objects, ominous winds, or just a good old apparition to make them piss their pants. Once this man was trying to take advantage of this girl leaving convenience store, just as he was about to grab her, I flew right through that bastard reciting some Latin curse. Dude fled like a deer. And that's not even one of my best hauntings. Oh. About me? Huh. Usually the people I appear to want to know more about how I scare people, but alright, we'll do it your way, my mighty elf. Now you might be wondering why I'm wearing a gown in tatters. I'm not from Shakespearean times, buddy. I wouldn't be talking like this if I were, now would I? So I do love using some eloquent mumbo-jumbo every now and then. Whenever I haunt some people. I guess dying in this costume had its perks. Oh right, how I kick the bucket. Sorry, I tend to trail off a lot. Also because I've been trained to stall people all my life, so I do go off on tangents more than I think I do. So, I got brutally murdered. Buddy, are you okay? You seem to be shaking after I said that. Is it cold? I mean, we are in the burr months, after all. Man, I wish I could feel the seasons again. All I feel now is ghost ooze. Oh boy, I'm making it worse now, aren't I? I probably shouldn't have said it as enthusiastically and as scarily as I just did. Apologies for doing that. I didn't mean to. That tone is usually reserved for my hauntings. Well, of course it's my job as a ghost, but I'm off the clock. Think of me as your dead friend right now. So anyways, as I was saying, I was brutally murdered. Typical drama between people who wanted to get the lead role for whatever it takes. Theater people are intense, especially when they're horrible at Shakespeare. I wish my death wasn't so cliche, but you get what's coming to you either way. Yes, that explains why I'm dressed in this tattered gown. 'Twas the last thing I wore before my demise. I guess I should explain. So, I had this understudy named Shannon who wanted so badly to be Lady Macbeth. However, to her surprise, she was, lousy at it, and I rightfully ended up getting the role. Huge shocker, am I right? But she couldn't accept that I was good, so she resorted to brutal violence. I mean, come on, was there really no other way for her to get me to surrender my role? She didn't even threaten me, she just went in for the kill. She could have been more creative, as she would have gotten the role if anything bad happened to me. And she could have given me food poisoning, cut my brakes, or given me fake concert tickets to see Blur. But no, stabbing me was the only option. What stinks is that she's a free woman and no one knows she did it. I should have never met her at that house to read lines. For one, it wouldn't have gotten nowhere because she can't properly read iambic pentameter for her life. And of course, my death in her hands, already given. Yeah, I do seem oddly chipper about this more than other ghosts do, but that's only because I want to remain a happy person in death as I was when I was alive. It's really off-brand for me to just become bitter because some envious person killed me. You mean well, friend. I have every right to be mad, and I hope I can get my justice one day. I get very mad some days, for sure. I definitely channel that anger when I haunt the people who deserve it. But I'm still the same girl who wanted to entertain people and make them happy. So, here I am. Just sitting with you this Halloween night because I don't want you to feel lonely. This is the happiest day of the year for me and all the spooky creatures out there, so I want everyone to have fun. What else would you like to know, my mighty elf? Well, yes, I've met with other ghosts. In fact, a few of us get together every month for tea and pastries. Especially made for ghosts, might I add. Oh yeah, we all have way more in common than you think. I'm actually friends with ghosts who died in Shakespearean times, would you believe? Well, they thought I was one of them, and I kind of fooled them for about a few months until I spoke with my real accent. How did I meet them? Well, of course, I've been to many places. That's the beauty of having the ability to fly everywhere. There's no limit to where you could possibly go. I've even had brushes with legendary ghosts. Once I met the spirit called the White Lady of Baleta Drive. Tragic how she died, though. Bloody. She's very scary looking, but she's actually very sweet once you get to know her. And once you get past the deadness. But who am I to judge? I'm a walking paradox. A lively ghost. Oh, there's nothing ironic about a friendly ghost. Not a lot of ghosts are actually as vengeful as you think. That's Hollywood, tainting images for you. Well, of course, if your intention is to disturb the spirits, I pretty much bet on a ghost getting pissed off. That's why we're not huge fans of Ouija boards. Again, that's Hollywood ruining things for you. Well, I did like ghosts when I was alive. I was fascinated with everything to do with the macabre and the occult. Though it wasn't my main thing, I was always interested in anything involved with it. And now, I'm sort of a part of it. Another upside of being a ghost, you might say. You doing okay, my mighty elf? Feeling a little tired now? I feel like we've been here for hours now. Ah, I see. Do you live nearby? If it's okay with you, I'd like to float next to you while you walk home. Just so you have some company and maybe some protection if anyone tries anything in the middle of the night. Oh, great. I've had a pleasant time talking to you. Well, it's been a while since I freely shared my ghostly ramblings to a human. It feels nice knowing I can make connections in the afterlife. Especially with a charming elf such as yourself. And let me guess, you're not wearing a costume either? Hey, could have fooled me, I love elves. I'd do anything to see one in real life. You're the closest though, and I mean that as a compliment. Oh hush, you're an attractive elf. Don't let anyone or anything make you think otherwise. What do you want to tell me? Aw, I like you too. You're one of the coolest human beings I've encountered. And I don't say that to just anyone. Seriously. Well, thank you for the pleasure of your time. Happy Halloween, my new friend.